Simon & Schuster Audio presents Saying It Loud. 1966, the year Black Power challenged the civil rights movement. By Mark Whitaker. Read by J.D. Jackson.
In memory of C. Sylvester Whitaker Jr., 1935 to 2008, and Jean Tice Whitaker, 1926 to 2021. Author's note. When writing about Black people individually or as a community, or about anything relating to them as a race, I've capitalized the word Black in keeping with widely accepted practice since 2020. The word used in that sense was generally not capitalized in the era covered here, however, so I've left it lowercase when it appeared that way in source material. Although the word Negro seems archaic today, it was commonplace at that time, and thus appears throughout this narrative in that context. While I find the N-word as offensive as anyone, I believe that seeing how it was used in the past by white people and also by Black people is important to understanding our racial history. So that distasteful word does appear in this book, but only in quotations as originally uttered or written. I've spelled nonviolent and nonviolence in the modern unhyphenated fashion, which was also used at the time by the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. But if those words appeared with hyphens in quoted material, I've retained the hyphens. Mark Whitaker, New York, New York, January 17th, 2022. Prologue, December 31st, 1965. The Road to Black Power. In the middle of Alabama, U.S. Route 80, the highway that links Selma and Montgomery, narrows to two lanes as it passes through Lowndes County, deep in the former cotton plantation territory known as the Black Belt. For decades, the deadly reach of the Ku Klux Klan made this slender stretch of open road, surrounded by swamps and spindly trees covered with Spanish moss, one of the scariest in the South.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?